Well, good Monday morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your what? Independent clergy on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. And hey, I want to take some time real quick to thank everybody for your encouragement, for your congratulations on 3 wonderful years and many, many more on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. You guys have touched my heart. You have touched my life. You have just, I'm beyond blessed. And I'm just flabbergasted by just all, everything sweet that you guys have done for me. And I thank you very much. And I am forever grateful. So just know that. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me here at the iHeartRadio studio. We call it Face Studio One. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Check that like button and tell your friends all about us. So today on Coffee Talk with CA, we're going to talk about, I'm going back to my biblical archives. I've had a lot of people ask me about this. Can a Christian be demon-possessed? Well, though we don't often see the manifestation of demon-possessed is real. So the question that arises, friends, is can a Christian be demon-possessed? In the Bible, there were people who were demon-possessed by demonic activity, and it's not just limited at the times of the Bible. It even continues in the world today. So the answer is yes, a demon can come into a person. You know, as a Christian, we are reminded of this reality. In fact, I encourage you, if you get time, to go back to the book of Ephesians and read the whole chapter, chapter 6. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You may want to highlight Ephesians, find that in chapter 6 and verse 12. Now, we know we fought against spiritual forces of enemy, that we know that Satan is our enemy. Knowing that demon possessed is real and that we are in a spiritual battle, it might have caused some people to wonder if a Christian can be demon possessed. So while there are many things that we need to know to concern ourselves in the spiritual warfare, I want to put your mind at ease this morning on Coffee Talk with CA. When it comes to whether a Christian can be demon-possessed, this is something that, friends, that we don't have to be concerned about. Regarding the question of can a Christian be demon-possessed, I would like to tell you right now the answer is, if you kind of rock the boat, a demon can't come into a person, but we can call that demon out. God gives us the authority. Okay? Everybody has their free moral agent, free moral decisions, but as a Christian, let me backtrack these words. As a Christian, really, I believe, as a Christian, you're already taken care of, okay? So as a Christian, Christ has you. A Christian can have a demon in him, but a demon can be called off, out. Scripture tells us a lot of that. Now, what is demon possessed? Let me clear it up for you what demon possessed means. To be demon possessed is to be completely controlled by a demonic or evil spirit. These demonic spirits can direct your actions, your thoughts, even the things that you say. And I hope you see by this definition alone that there is no way, and if you think about it, really, there's no way a Christian can be demon-possessed. A demon can come in, and it's confusing. It's a fine line. I really don't want to confuse you guys. A demon can come into a person, but again, demon can be casted out. Okay, let's just remember that. But let's not stop at the definition. Let's even go further and investigate the Word of God and how we can really know why. Again, can a Christian be demon-possessed? To have this conversation, honestly, I must define what a Christian is. We all know what that is. And I'm not talking about someone that goes to church, which is great, or says they're a Christian by their words only. We've been there. We've been a lot of people. I'm a Christian. Okay. I'm not talking about someone who has been admitted that they're a sinner or repented their sins or has even put their faith completely in the finish of Christ for their salvation. You see, there is hope in Christ and nothing else. But when it comes to this type of conversation in a person's life, and they become a Christian, they become marked. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of the truth, and that was the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a sealed and the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, you can go back to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13 and circle and highlight that as well. Keep in mind, too, the moment that you believe and you gave your life to Christ, you were marked with a seal, which is the seal with the Holy Spirit. Remember, God is three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God came to take your residency in your heart, and He dwells in your heart at this very moment. Now, you may not always feel or sense the Spirit of God in your life. There's going to be times that you're thinking, Lord, are you listening to me? You may not sense and feel the Holy Spirit. But if you are in Christ, there is your reality. Because you see, the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart. It is not possible for a demonic spirit to come in and push out the Holy Spirit. Let me repeat that again. It is not possible for a demonic spirit to come in and push out the Holy Spirit. There's no way. When you have Christ in your life, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm not saying as Christians we're not, any of us are perfect. We're going to fall. But when you have Christ in your life, you ain't got a thing to worry about. Yes, demons can come in. Yes, you may. Sometimes people can feel demon possessed and know it sometimes. But a demon can be casted out. But see, God loves everybody. He also loves the sinner, so we need to keep that in mind. And what our job and mission is in life. You cannot be filled with the Spirit of God and be possessed by a demon at the same time. It just can't happen if you think about it. And it won't happen. And that's why, if you are in Christ, you don't have a thing to worry about being demon-possessed. Because you just got to continue to stay strong and pray. It's a key ingredient. And trust in Him. When you accepted Jesus, everything was washed away. The tapes of your life have been erased. Your name's in the Lamb's books of life. So what about this spiritual warfare? Let's talk a brief bit about that. As Christians, we don't actually have to worry about this demonic possessions. But what I will tell you about the spiritual warfare is we must engage in. And while you don't have to worry about being possessed, it is possible that you may face demonic oppression. So what's the difference? Well, going to dictionary.com defines the opposition in the exercise of the authority or power in the burdensome, the cruel, and the unjust matter. You see, a person who has become possessed has demonic spirits operating within them. A person who is trying to be obsessed also has a demonic spirit trying to exercise some type of authority over them. Their goal could not be to intimidate or to instill some type of fear. Regardless of the goal or the opposition, friends, it originates from the outside and not coming in within you. Despite the amount of the power, the authority of a demon or demonic spirit that seeks to exercise you as a Christian, the most that they can oppress you, they cannot possess you. Another thing people usually ask is, demons have power, but you have more power. Think about that. Demons have some power, but you have more power. One of the things we must also realize as Christians, friends, is that we have the power to fight back against any demonic opposition. Demons may be strong, but they have no match for man or woman with the fullness of the Holy Spirit inside them, operating in His power. Now, I want to be clear that the power is only reserved for those individuals who have Christ in them. As I have mentioned through this conversation on Coffee Talk with CA, before you were marked by the Holy Spirit, demons knew this as well. In fact, I want you to revisit when you have time. Go back to this story in the book of Acts chapter and read the whole chapter of 19. Again, Acts chapter 19. You see, some Jews, they went around driving out evil spirits that tried to invoke them in the name of the Lord. Jesus, over those who were demon-possessed, they would say in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. you know, the seven sons of Sceria and the Jewish chief priests were doing this. In fact, one day the evil spirit answered them, and Jesus, and they said in Scripture, and this is in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 13 to 16, one day the evil spirit answered Jesus, "I know you, and Paul, I know about you, but who are you?" So the man had the evil spirit jump out of him and empowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. What I want to point out is how the demons recognize the mark of Paul's life. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, they will acknowledge the mark in you as well. It is important to understand the power we have over these demonic spirits and forces that come only because the Holy Spirit living in you. If it has ever been removed from the acquisition, your fate could be very similar to these sons of the Scalia. Something to rejoice about, though. If you want to leave you a good thought through the Coffee Talk with CA today, the 72 returned with joy. In fact, let me just read this in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpions to overturn all power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice with the spirits that submit to you, but rejoice the names that are written in heaven." So while we don't have to ever worry about being demon-possessed or have the authority over them, that is not anything to boast or even rejoice about. But what we need to rejoice about is our names written in heaven. And one day we won't have to deal with demonic forces anymore. And we will be with our God in heaven forever. Until that day comes, guys, I want you to do me a favor. Rejoice. Your names are written in heaven. Simply put to the answer of the question, can a Christian be demon-possessed? You are marked with a seal with the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, you cannot be demon-possessed. These are some things to truly rejoice about. So I hope that gives you some kind of answer. I hope I didn't confuse you guys. A demon can come inside of you. If you're a Christian, a demon can come inside of you. Yes. Excuse me. Can you be demon-possessed? It's a fine line. If you are, it can be casted out. Okay? And I really want you to keep that in mind. When you have Christ in your life, when you are following His will as a Christian, let me just say this, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall, you're going to sometimes call for help when you don't know what to pray, and He's going to be there. Even when you don't think He's listening, He is. But see, hey, how can He hear everything? He's God. He can do anything. Remember I was telling you the other day, as long as you have faith as small as a mustard seed. So if you're going to work on a Monday and it's a blue Monday and we're trying to make it a happy Monday for you, and you're dealing with an employee or coworker or your boss, it's demon-possessed, mumble a prayer for them. Even you can even mumble it in your mind to cast it out. And keep your armor of God on at all times. At work, anywhere. Hold your head up high, throw your shoulders back. I am a child of God. So in closing on Coffee Talk, I'm going to play this. One of the number one favorite songs. We the Kingdom, remember, you are a child of love.
Chasing the high life, trying to satisfy my
I Am a Child of Love, one of our favorite groups there, We the Kingdom. So guys, like I said, you know, everybody has their opinion about demon-possessed, non-demon-possessed. I mean, well, in today's world, everybody has encountered some kind of demon-possessed part. But good news is, again, keep in mind when you have Christ in your heart, and I just want to say this in closing before I do a close-out prayer. When we got Christ in our heart, we really don't have anything to worry about. I mean, well, we worry about maybe our job, finances, survival, but that could be other topics for other days. But just know through it all that He's got you, you know, and I love and appreciate you all. Again, I may sound like a broken record, just want to take a little bit of time out. As you well know, on the 9th of October, I celebrated 3 years of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, also 3 years of being on-air personality for iHeartRadio. I want to thank each and every one of you all. You have touched my heart, touched my lives. These reports that keep coming in from iHeartRadio and other networks, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcast, I mean, the list goes on. Now Amazon Music gives me listings of just, the growth is just phenomenal. To me, I'm just overwhelmed and blessed for a guy that never thought he was really ever going to do radio work or encourage people in this kind of form and fashion. But I have no intentions of stop doing what I'm doing. And we will continue the entertainment on top of that. The biblical teaching, the great music, new music, albums, you name it. We're going to be doing it. We got great people coming up. I know I've been saying that a lot. I promise you, they're coming up this year and next year. We're going to be doing some more live cast. Thank you. Keep following me on our network. And I'm going to tell you, I'll give you some words of encouragement on Monday. Don't let things get to you. When you're down to something, God's up to something. Remember that, okay? Cling to the cross. Also, you're in quicksand, lift your hand up high. He'll pull you out. Trust me. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on a Monday. Again, thank you for listening to Coffee Talk with CA. I hope you all have a great Monday, too, by the way. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. You know our situations in life. Lord, we just lift up and give everything to you. And in situations of a blue Monday, we know you can take that blue Monday and make it a happy Monday. May our lighthouse shine for you to reach others out there. Touch the ones that are sick and the ones that are not feeling well. And take away any aches and pains that they have in their heart. And even in times of discouragement, know they can cling to you at the cross. Because you're Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. We give all the praise and glory to you, and all God's people said, Amen. All right, guys, this is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network, leaving Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.